Hello and welcome to Hope for the Nation, an inspirational broadcast designed to converse with those who are closely associated with the cause of our campaign by highlighting what they provide from a professional perspective. Welcome to the show. I am Trent Darby, your host. And again, it's such a pleasure for me to be able to use my voice to provoke change in a positive manner. The community needs it, as I alluded to. The state needs it. And more importantly, the nation needs it. My special guest today is Mr. John Sykes. Thanks so much for being here on Hope for the Nation, John.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, now, John, you are from Lexington, Kentucky, the bluegrass state, but grew up in Dayton, Ohio. Kind of give us a bit of your background leading up to your professional career.
Okay. Well, I like to describe myself as a country boy from the city. I am from Kentucky, but, you know, my parents split up when I was three, and we moved to Dayton. And my mom, she used to work for Westwood Branch Library over on Hoover Avenue.
Yeah, I know exactly where that is, yeah.
Yeah. She was a children's librarian there, and you know, I grew up on the west side, went to Dayton Christian High School, and graduated from Chaminade Julianne. And I was sort of an artist. I won't say sort of. That's what I ended up majoring in. Went on to school in Columbus, Ohio. Went to Columbus College of Art and Design. And right before we moved to Columbus is when my mom met Bob Waiters, which is Granville Waiters, my stepbrother's, as his dad. And it kind of all fell together. I went to school in Columbus and ended up marrying Bob, and they supported me through my college. And so I guess, you know, while I was there, I kind of fell in love with the stage a little bit, too. I was in the dance troupe as well as going to the art school. And so I started doing some performing around town there. But I did, I got my major in retail advertising with emphasis on fashion illustration. And advertising design, also minored in photography. And so I was kind of all around. They at CCAD, they kind of train you to do a little bit of everything, but I was trained in the classic way. In other words, I graduated into the computer boom without necessarily being trained with the computer. I learned how to pick up a paintbrush rather than using a mouse. Paintbrushes and pencils and things of that nature.
Well, you're certainly an Army Swiss knife of talents, that's for sure. I mean, a musician, and then you could do the thing with the art, the painting, and the drawing. Give us a little bit on how you kind of ventured into that, and then both of them kind of intertwine.
Okay. Well, you know, with the art, that was my major, and so that's what I was determined to do. That's what I was determined to do. And so I began after school doing some freelance work. I was really good at doing portrait work and doing likenesses and things of that nature. And so I did several illustrations for folks around town. Let's see, I'm gonna move forward a little bit to 1994. You know, people started discovering what I could do, and I ended up doing a piece for here in Frankfort, Kentucky, where I live now, for the United Way. It was a piece, I called it Bubble Wishes, and it raised $80,000 for our campaign here. And at the time, Elaine Chao, who's Senator Mitch McConnell's wife, was president of the United Way, and she came in, and she enjoyed, and we talked about the work and things like that, and it just kind of grew on from there. Let's see, I did a couple more things for the United Way, and I kind of got away from the art for a while. with the growing passion for music, I sort of went into that direction. It can, you know, art is a passion. Don't get me wrong, it is a passion, but sometimes you kind of lose the passion when it becomes more of a job. And so that's sort of what happened to me, and I got away from it. And not only that, I started doing more computer work, you know, with my job. I worked for the state of Kentucky, and I was doing more graphical things, and instead of using my pencils and my paintbrushes and things like that. You know, the computer makes you lazy. You know, it gives you results really, really quickly. And so I started losing patience for doing portraits and illustrations and things of that nature. Not that I don't want to get back into it now that the music career, you know, is sort of winding down. And by the way, I did music for like 30 years around here. I know I'm jumping all over the place, but as I transitioned from art and went into music, I got with a band here, and I started running sound for them. And then two of my friends and I, we put together sort of a little production company, and I started running sound for a lot of different bands over Central Kentucky. And I mean different bands. I did classic rock bands. I did country bands. I did bluegrass bands. I did R&B bands. I did whatever they needed to hook up a microphone to, I worked for them. And so that led me to working with one specific band, the one I've been with for the last 20 years, Swing Street, and, you know, I began performing with them. And then recently, you know, with COVID, and as we're getting older, I'm the youngest of the band. I'm 56 now, and I'm about 10, 15 years younger than everybody else. We start slowing down. And so now I'm wanting to get back into the art. During that time, I met Bishop Lee through my brother Granville, and I did some marketing type things for them for, I forget what it was called. It was for the HML Ministries, but specifically there was a campaign that they were doing at the time, and I, for the life of me, I can't remember what that was. That was about, I'd say 7-8 years ago, when I met up with Bishop Lee, and what was the, I can't remember what the campaign was called. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. We got Mr. John Sykes. He is our special guest, the multi-talented Mr. John Sykes, here's on Hope for the Nation. Now, I want to kind of skip ahead because you did mention, and like I said, we just have to adjust. You are the guest. So, you know, you get a carte blanche treatment, if you will. You mentioned your brother, Granville Waiters, who sadly passed away March 23rd of this year. For you basketball fans out there, he was a vital cog in the success of the Ohio State Buckeyes with the likes of Clark Kellogg and Herb Williams. Tell us what Granville was like on and off the court.
Well, you know, Granville was a really, really fun guy to be around. Our sense of humors were very similar. You know, the day I met him, for instance, I had to get up on a picnic table to look at him eye to eye. You know, he's right around 7 feet tall. And so I looked him eye to eye and shook his hand. Granville, you know, he's, a lot of people may know about the NBA. You know, he was 5 years in the NBA. He played 2 years with the Pacers. You know, he played a year with the Houston Rockets. That was the year that they played against
The Lakers? The Magic Johnson? Yeah, okay.
Well, they beat the Lakers that year.
Yeah. The Rockets. That's right. That's right.
They went on to the finals and played against Boston.
Exactly. Remember that well.
He was Ralph Sampson's backup. That first year, the first couple years, he actually played with Clark again up at the Pacers. Clark and Herb Williams, they both were up at the Pacers.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then he went on and played 2 years with the Bulls. So with a guy, you know, a lot of people, I don't know if they've heard of him enough, but his name is Michael Jordan.
Everybody Jordan. Know who Michael Jordan is. That's for sure. Yeah, John Sykes is my guest today on Hope for the Nation. Now, John, I think it's extremely important to illustrate Granville's contributions after his NBA playing days. Talk about some of the projects and community activities that he spearheaded.
Okay, well, you know, the thing is, Granville really loved to connect with people. You know, he really, really loved to connect. He used his celebrity to bring attention to a lot of issues that plague many. He advocated economic empowerment. He wanted to help the disenfranchised to become financially free. Granville had a lot of things that he was working on. You know, he had this, when he first got back from Spain, that was the last couple years, he opened up a daycare center, Granny's Daycare. And he had Granny's Daycare for 14 years there in Columbus, and it expanded to about five different locations, and it was a bunch of kids. But the thing that impressed me the most, and by this time I had moved back to Kentucky, the thing that impressed me the most about that was Granville knew all of those kids. You know, we would walk from one place, you know, walk around one place, and he, you know, walk me through a different place, and all the kids, he could tell me something about each one of those kids. And that impressed me, you know, his love for kids. After that, or during that time, Granville, he co-founded a group called the Global Health Initiative, and it was a mission to Africa. Let's see, he also served on some YMCA boards, and he had this after-school All-Stars program. He worked for the state for a while. I'm trying to remember. It was an office for closing the achievement gap in education. That's what it was about. Then he later, you know, most currently he had the Waiters Consulting Group, and with that group he did. You know, I started working with him doing some of his marketing stuff, and I happen to have one of his business cards there. I mean, he worked in life insurance. He did final expense planning. He did asset protection. He did chronic illness coverage, college planning. He had a thing that he kind of liked. It was called Build Your Own Bank. He had retirement planning, 401k. He wanted to develop programs to empower people with economic literacy, so they can understand, you know, the different aspects of building wealth. So many different things. My brother, you know, he was a great handyman. He could build anything. He was a good DJ. He was a good person to have at a party, put your sounds together. It was just so many different things that he could do. And, you know, it was just such a loss for one thing, you know, for the family. But at the same time, it's such a loss for the community, because he really, really wanted to give back and use what little celebrity he had left to bring focus to help disenfranchised people.
Yeah, I'd be remiss because that talent ran all the way through the bloodlines, that's for sure. Now, John, your brother was very much involved and was a supporter of the Hope for the Nation campaign. What is your personal involvement in this campaign?
Well, I've been helping Bishop with the marketing side of things. I've been designing logos and things for presentations and, you know, helping him put ideas together, you know, to build a campaign. That's my stand. I'm using my artistic side for that, to help him with that. And basically anything else that he would like for me to get involved with. I really appreciate his, you know, involvement with my brother, and you know, their relationship grew, and you know, they were more like family there towards the end as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, why is it important as we wind things down, you know, to continue to push this campaign forward and building on the legacy of your brother?
For me, it's everything, you know, because, you know, of course God said it's time for Granville to come home, but his work wasn't here. His work here wasn't completed, and I want to see that get done. You know, I want to see, you know, some of the things that he dreamed about be fulfilled. We were still in the building stages, And, you know, my brother would bring me into different things, you know, different projects that he was working on throughout his years. But this one was the one that was closest to his heart. And I want to do, you know, use my talents, what I have, to help see this through.
Well, John, hey, thanks so much for being on the program today. As we get started, and we want this thing to reach its zenith, get the message out there. Hopefully we'll talk again very soon. Also want to thank you for sharing your experiences and painting the perfect picture of your brother Granville Waiters. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. I'm Trent Darby. Hey, thanks for listening, and join us next time for Hope for the Nation.
It's Hope for the Nation.
Away.